Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Today is day two, and we'll be covering chapter two, part one, of the TAN edition of the book, covering the early childhood of the little flower. But before we jump into this timeless memoir and spiritual guide, let us begin with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. To the Holy Face, written by Saint Therese. O adorable face of Jesus, soul beauty which ravishes my heart, vouchsafe to impress on my soul thy divine likeness, so that it may not be possible for thee to look at thy spouse without beholding thyself. O my beloved, for love of thee, I am content not to see here on earth the sweetness of thy glance, nor to feel the ineffable kiss of thy sacred lips. But I beg of thee to inflame me with thy love, so that it may consume me quickly, and that soon, Therese of the Holy Face, may behold the glorious face in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Last time we discussed some of the virtues of the little flower, her piety, mortification, generosity, and her abandonment. And these virtues mark the foundation of her holy life. So today we'll talk about, in chapter two, the saddest stage of her life. But she had other virtues that helped her to get through that: innocence and sincerity. So I want to begin by reading something from chapter two, from The Little Flower. Quote, "The moving ceremony of extreme unction impressed me very much. I remember just where I knelt, and I can still hear Father weeping." So it's important for those people who want to follow Christ to remember the signposts of life. And sometimes these are found in the sacraments. And that makes sense, because Jesus Christ gave us these signs. And that's what sacrament means, is a sign, an exterior sign that gives grace. So we see that the little flower was this receptacle receiving the grace of God to have faith, hope, and love in Him. And we also notice that Saint Therese looked upon her father's face, Louis Martin, St. Louis Martin now, and she learned so much from that. And so again, that touches upon her piety that we mentioned last time. And then one sad thing happened. It was when she was very young that her mother passed away. And so this little girl remembers and wrote down what she did. And she says this, quote, "Then you shall be my mother now, as I always used to do the same as Celine. I might have followed her example in this, only I thought you might be rather hurt and feel you had been left out if you did not have a little daughter, too. So I looked lovingly at you and buried my head in your breast, saying, in my turn, Pauline's going to be my mother." This was definitely a test from God when she lost her mother. This could have made her bitter, but it made her better. She chose Choline for her mother now. And it continues, "It was now, as I have mentioned, that the second and saddest stage of my life was to begin, especially after you, my second mother, entered Carmel." So we'll talk about that later on, how she followed her second mother into Carmel, which is a very beautiful story. Then we hear these words. "The first word I could read by myself, I remember, was heaven." Again, we have such an innocent soul that she remembers the things of God. And that's important, that our memory be filled with the narration that continually comes from heaven in each person. Many times people come to me and they're just distraught. They're worn out. And they constantly are looking at the sad news of the world. And so St. Therese reminds us how we can choose to have the narrative of this world, which will bring us depression and gloom, or we can choose to have the narrative of heaven, which includes having a constant conversation with God and having spiritual reading. That can be our narrative from heaven. Later on, we hear this, speaking about her father, Louis Martin. Quote, "He used to take me for a little walk every afternoon to pay a visit to the Blessed Sacrament in the various churches in turn. It was then that I saw the Carmel Chapel for the first time. Look, my little queen, said Father, there are holy nuns behind that big grill, always praying to God. It certainly never occurred to me that I would be among them before 9 years were gone, that were in this Carmel. I was to have many graces poured out on me." So we see here the Catholic piety of these French, Louis and Therese. These French people, they were still living in what we called Christendom, which now has pretty much gone away. But the very culture of their life was filled with Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary and the monuments of Christendom, cathedrals and churches and monasteries. So we see that she walked with her father to visit the Blessed Sacrament. And this brings us back to how important our monuments are, because they affect us so much. But as I mentioned, these monuments in Christendom has been taken away from us by the revolution. It's taken away our piety. For example, the revolution put highways in the middle of parishes all across the world, especially in the United States, to break up that culture that we had as Catholics. And they've also desolated our sanctuaries. And so how do we restore? There still are churches around, even though Christendom is crumbling. We can make visits to the Blessed Sacrament and make spiritual communions. And sometimes the churches may be locked, but to be inspired by the saints, we could have a system where we would call upon the pastor and be kind to him and ask him if we can make little spiritual communions or actually go into the church to make communions. So it just depends on how much fervor that we have. If we ask St. Therese to help us to imitate her, then we too can make these visits to the Blessed Sacrament. And what are visits to the Blessed Sacrament? Does it have to be Eucharistic adoration with the monstrance? No. We can simply go into the church where our Lord is dwelling in the Holy Tabernacle, where he actually has eyes that he's looking at us from within that little room. And he longs for us to come to be with him, because then if we come to him often in these visits to the Blessed Sacrament, He communicates to our soul and actually changes it over time to become an image of Him. And then later on, St. Therese wrote this, "I used to love growing flowers and making little altars too, in a niche which I had been lucky enough to find in the garden wall." So we see again this innocence. It would be good for us, if we have children in our own lives, to inspire these children to be creative with Catholic art. You see, children, when they're growing up, they're going to learn much from their parents. And it just makes sense, if we are practicing for heaven, that we introduce toys and we introduce little sacred objects that children can touch with their hands. They can be creative, like the little flower here. She was being a little flower, making her altars with flowers, and how that just stirs within the soul that Catholic piety. And at this point, it's very important for those that are listening that if you have children in your life that haven't been baptized, now's the time to do that, so that the passion of Jesus Christ can be placed within their soul. Then they're going to be more likely, easier to raise, because they'll have the love of God within them. Then we go forward with these words about the sincerity of St. Therese. Quote, "At that moment, I remembered someone saying that everything we asked for on the day of our first communion would be granted, and I felt happy again. I was only 6 then, but I made up my mind that I would pray for this poor man on that day, and 5 years later I kept my resolution. I'm quite sure that our Lord heard and answered my prayer for this suffering member of His." So in her sincerity, we see the sign of her great sanctity to pray for this poor man. She was only 6, and many children at that age, that's when God starts to put in their heart and soul what they are to be for the rest of their lives. I remember it was at 6 years old that Our Lady of Perpetual Help looked at me from a prayer card and invited me to become a priest. And now I have been a priest for 16 years and I'm at age 48. And I'll never forget that. And so St. Therese was practicing her sincerity and fraternal charity by having a concern for the poor. Because those who have concern for the poor, that's a sign that they have the love of God within them. Continuing, we look upon the goodness and the resolute soul of St. Therese, still a young child. Oh, before I quote, there's a little background to this story. Therese was having one of her altars and she wanted the candles, and one of her friends was supposed to supply the candles. But Therese was asking and asking for them and she didn't give them. And then Therese said, "You wicked Victoria." Then this is the story, quote, "The poor girl did not feel like laughing anymore and simply looked at me, silent with astonishment, then showed me all too late the surprise she had wanted to give me. 2 beautiful pieces of candle she was hiding under her apron. I cried as much in my remorse now as I had in my anger, and was so ashamed of myself that I made up my mind it would never happen again." This was another test of God. She could have had bitterness from this event that she would continue to bring back and to get angry at God for allowing this to happen. But no, she allowed this test to make her better. "I made up my mind it would never happen again." So we too have struggles in our life. And the great Archbishop Fulton Sheen would say, every trial can make us bitter or better. So that's why we read the lives of the saints, so that these beautiful lives can inspire us during our trials, because all of us will have trials according to our strength, because God's grace is sufficient. And if we come to God and have that constant conversation with God, which is the fruit of an interior life, then we can become happy practicing living in heaven now, even though we're not there. But it will make us more sure and in greater hope of being able to make it to heaven someday to see God face to face. Lastly, we hear this: the grace I received then had a lasting effect on me, and I went again every big feast day, and every time my confession gave me a foretaste of eternal happiness. End of quote. So here we have St. Thérèse receiving her first confession, and she explains as if it was like living heaven now. And these are the fruits of the spiritual life. Living heaven now, my confession gave me a foretaste of eternal happiness. So again, it's important for us to have a life devoted to the sacraments. Remember how we began this, that she had a great remembrance in her life of the extreme unction for her mother. She said, "I remember just where I knelt, and I can still hear Father weeping." So let us ask St. Thérèse of Lisieux to have that robust interior life, begging God to give us those signposts in our life that will help to give us a greater increase of faith, hope, and love in the moral virtues. And that brings us to the end of day two in our study of the story of a soul. Thank you so much for listening and for joining me on your journey to grow deeper in your spiritual life. Next time, we'll be discussing chapter 2, part 2, about how her father became a victim of love and how she looked at the stars at night. Until then, may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Story of a Soul and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.